Hi there, I'm Katie and welcome to the NTU podcast, the place to find out about all things to do with NTU, the application process and just life as a student in Nottingham. Today, the podcast episode is all about accommodation, so where our students will live, what is on offer and how our students can go on about booking accommodation for the next year. So today, I've got an amazing panel with me today just to discuss everything accommodation, everything there is to know. Tom, would you mind introducing yourself?
Hi guys, I'm Tom, I'm an accommodation advisor, so that just basically means I'm there to support students through all of the accommodation process from the start of booking until you kind of leave accommodation. So I can give a little bit of insight into what accommodation is like from the technical side of things.
Yeah, you're our accommodation guru today. You're giving us the behind the scenes knowledge of it all.
Yeah, indeed. I was an assistant and I'm now an advisor. So I'm
nice. So we've got the full work. We've got everything we need today.
Yeah, I know accommodation inside and out.
Amazing. Well, glad to have you here and glad to hear you answering some of our questions that we've got today. Ria, would you mind introducing yourself today?
Yeah, my name is Ria. I'm a final year sports science and management student. I'm an international student as well. I'm just here to give insight into my personal experiences living on campus and just how student life was.
And so, as I said, my name's Katie and I am an NTU alumni. I graduated 5 years ago, so therefore was doing the accommodation booking process 10 years ago. If I can believe that, I can't believe sometimes I have to pitch, but that time has gone very, very quick. So I'm looking forward to having my knowledge updated today and just finding out a little bit more about your two both experiences and knowledge about NTU accommodation. So first off, I just want to start out at the very beginning and just talk about what is accommodation and what is accommodation at NTU for students. So Tom, if you wouldn't mind just talking through a few of the different options that our students can live in their first year at NTU and what those options look like.
Sure, I'd love to. So the great thing about accommodation in Nottingham is that there is so much choice and availability. So at NTU, we have accommodation that we run in partnership with a company called UPP. So on City Campus, we have 10 accommodation option choices. At Clifton, we've got 3, and then Brackenhurst, we also have 2 accommodation options as well. But then beyond that, there's so much availability and option and choice for you. With private accommodation, both PBSA, so that's purpose-built student accommodation, and HMOs as well. So that's kind of just like private rentals that you do in a house share. Option choices, you have kind of quite a few room types that you can choose from. So I think that's quite important to a lot of students. We have studio rooms, en suites, and also shared bathrooms as well. I don't think there are any more hidden room types, but I'm sure there are kind of real specific little ones there. But generally, that's what you kind of choose from. And it's important to students to have that kind of choice and make that selection.
Definitely. And one thing I actually forgot to mention at the start that is a big difference today is that we are not in the podcast studio. We are in one of our UPP halls at our City Campus. So we are currently in Gill Street North, which is available, as I say, as City Campus accommodation and can be booked through NTU. And we are in the kitchen. Just for a bit of context, if you was worried at home, why we was in a different place.
Yeah, I thought there were a bit too many fridges in here.
Yeah, we've brought the podcast studio to the accommodation just so we can really get into the accommodation feel when we're filming this episode. So in terms of paying for accommodation at NTU, because I know that financially, you know, paying for accommodation might be at the forefront of students' minds. What kind of information can you give our students on how they'll be paying for it and what kind of options are available at NTU?
Sure thing. So yeah, the first thing to say for NTU accommodation, so that's anything that NTU run or run with partnership with UPP, try and keep it very simple. So there are 3 termly payments that you make. The payments are scheduled to land just after your student finance comes through to make payments as kind of easy and simple as possible. And we also have no deposits to pay as well. So there's nothing you have to put up front. You don't have to kind of think about that. On our booking system, you set up a payment schedule or payment plan, and then you can kind of just make sure that your payments come out on the day that it's due. With private accommodation and HMOs, things might be a bit different. They might be termly, but they also might be monthly, or in 2 installments. There might be advance payments, or there could be kind of guarantors involved as well.
Yeah. So there's loads of different options there, but the main thing to note, if you are paying for your NTU accommodation, there's not that big deposit or anything like that if you are looking to book, obviously, before you actually come to NTU.
Yeah, you don't have to make any big financial commitments or anything like that, which is quite reassuring. You can just think about what accommodation you kind of want.
Amazing. And then in terms of the costing of NTU accommodation, would you say that they are in line with other offers in Nottingham? I know that Nottingham as a region is one of the most cost-friendly places for students, but do you have any information about the cost of our accommodation or anything like that?
Yeah, so the costs generally range from around £99 per week to around £240 per week, and that's in line with what the general costs are for private accommodation as well. So there is quite a big range, but that is dependent upon things like location, the newness of build, and then your room types as well. So studios tend to be a little bit more expensive because you've got everything in one room. Yep. And you have a bigger room as a result of it. But generally speaking, that range should accommodate most kind of price ranges, budget ranges. And if you're kind of, the good thing as well is that if you're kind of prepared for, like, you're happy to share bathrooms and stuff like that, you can save money in your accommodation to spend in other areas of your life.
Yeah, so there's something for everyone, no matter necessarily what your budget is and what you may be looking for from accommodation.
No, exactly, yeah.
Amazing. So there might be students coming to NTU in September who will be listening to the podcast, and they might be thinking, but which halls is right for me? How do I know which one to choose? Is there anything that you kind of suggest to students to take a think about, or maybe, you know, go away and do some research on, like, what's the key things that you say matter to what students need to think about?
That's a really good question, because, I mean, we do want to empower students to make the choice that's best for them, and we want to give them as much agency and kind of opportunity to choose as possible. However, we do have some quite good guidelines to help, especially because booking accommodation can sometimes be quite an overwhelming process, and there's a lot of information going through. Generally speaking, normal guidelines for choosing accommodation, you've got to decide what room type you want, so studio, ensuite, or shared bathroom. Budget is an important one, location as well, and then other kind of facilities and amenities that are included in the accommodation as well. We think that our website is the best place for you to look for accommodation and search through options. Not only is NTU UPP accommodation included there, but also private halls that are accredited are included there as well. So you can browse through those options, and they will contain those kind of key guideline points. They'll tell you what your facilities are, what kind of room types are on offer, budget range, that sort of thing. So it should make it give, you know, condense the information so that you're able to make an informed decision. But at the end of the day, I would like to, you know, the decision is yours. You choose what you want to go for. And, like, listen, if you like a name of a hall and that's the reason you want to choose, that's perfectly fine. That's all up to you. But those guidelines, generally speaking, would be the best way to choose.
Definitely. It's about looking at your student experience as a whole and thinking what will fit into your lifestyle the most. So yeah, great. Thanks, Tom. So Ria, obviously, as a current student at NTU and someone who has lived in UPP halls over our Clifton campus, if you'd like to give a little bit of backstory about where you lived in first year as well, and then how you came to that decision of where you wanted to live for your first year at university, that would be great.
Yeah, of course. So my course, which was Sports Science and Management, is based in Clifton. So obviously I wanted to stay on campus, and I think it was a great decision. Of course, convenience was the biggest thing. My lectures were about 5 minutes away.
Oh, dream.
Which, yeah. and I think being an international student as well, staying with other people, and especially my flatmates, they were from the UK as well, and they were really helpful, you know, in me getting to know Nottingham. And I stayed in an ensuite flat in Peveril, which is, I had my own bathroom, but we shared a kitchen. So there were 6 other people, and it was honestly great. And I think when I was booking, I went on the NTU website, and I was just seeing what options were available. And at the time, I didn't mind sharing a kitchen, but I mean, I think I preferred having my own bathroom, and the ensuite option was perfect for that. And that's what I chose.
Yeah. Nice. I think, like you say, looking at your flat size as well is really something to consider. You know, some of the some flats you can have up to 10 people in there. Sometimes it's more 3 or 4. So maybe it's looking at, you know, what kind of experience you want to have in the flat. Are you really wanting to meet loads of new people? Are you somebody that prefers your own space and doesn't want to share a kitchen with more than 7 people? It's a lot of things to take into account. But I really like that example of you had people there to kind of help you navigate your new life at university. I think that's really nice, because everyone's in the same boat at the end of the day, aren't they? Like, we're all experiencing it together. So having those people together to be able to do that is really nice. Oh, what a lovely One thing I always try and tell people to think about as well, as I mean, obviously it was a long time ago since I was living in first year halls. However, but thinking about if you want to have a part-time job, what access do you have to other places that might employ students? So I actually worked in a retail store. So where I lived in first year, I lived in a private hall. So it just meant that my walk to work would have been a lot quicker than it would have been if I was living in something that might have been off campus. So it's just something to think about for the listeners. If they are thinking about having a part-time job, if you have a certain company in mind, if it's somewhere that you currently work, maybe just have a think about the location of that store and how that would relate to you walking to work, because yeah, it saved me a lot of time and I was really grateful for that. So it's just always a little bit of information I like to give people in case that's something they're thinking about.
Could I just add?
Of course, this is a podcast.
Lovely, yeah. Just on the points that Ria said and mentioned about flat sizes and stuff like that. It's really important to mention that our website empowers you to find that information. So when you're actually going through the booking process itself, it's kind of like booking cinema tickets, and you get to see information about every flat that you book. Because Peveril has the advantage, all flats are flats of six, but there are some halls like Gill Street North that we're in right now where flat sizes vary, and you'll be able to find your flat size when you book. So if you'll be able to book a specific room and you'll find the flat size in that, you'll find the your position of your room in location to things like the kitchen and the stairwell. You'll have a little description of the view outside. It's not it's not super detailed and poetic. It's not like a sunset, like a
sea view balcony.
It's very to the point, but it's there to give you all those options and choices, which kind of rear you were mentioning. Those are the things that are important, just to make that kind of, just a little bit more empowered and understand what you're booking.
Yeah, and I think it's really great that when you come into university, first year is just a great chance to see what type of living preferences you'd like.
And agreed.
Yeah, and I think when you come into first year, I would definitely recommend living with other people, because then it's a great icebreaker. You meet new people, you make friends, and if you don't like it, then that's fine. Then I think you can tell yourself, okay, I know what to do for next year.
It's just 1 year, like you're saying. It's about putting yourself out there and making as much friends as possible, getting yourself really like stuck into NTU life, and living with other people is a way to do that. So yeah. Oh, what great answers, guys. So we've spoken about the different types of accommodation. We've spoken about what to look for when you're choosing your accommodation. But I think quite a lot of our listeners would be interested of you, or watchers, depending on how you are watching this podcast, is what actually is included in UPP halls at NTU, for example. So we get a lot of questions sometimes talking about, do we have laundry? Do we have access to Wi-Fi? What kind of things do we actually get when you're booking UPP halls through NTU. Tom, would you mind giving us a bit of an overview of what stuff that's included?
Yeah, I would love to. So in your rent, there are a lot of things included. All bills, electricity, water, your Wi-Fi, and also some basic content insurance, that's all included in your bills. So you don't have to worry about booking anything or doing anything separate to your rent. It's covered, and it's a really nice, I found it myself as a nice transition from home to uni, not to have to think of all the additional things as well. In terms of what you have in your room, kind of the basics are provided, kitchen as well. So all the white goods things like that are included, but things like that you'd use for your own personal use, like cutlery, pots and pans, bed sheets, that sort of thing. That's something that you have to bring. So you'd have things like a vacuum cleaner, but things like coat hangers you wouldn't have, but those are the things that are included. On washing machines as well, there are laundrettes in every single hall. You do have to pay for them, so they're provided by a third party, and it's just I think they're about £1 to £2 per wash, so they're very economical. I know my local laundrette's about £9 now for a big wash, so you know it's outrageous. Yeah, so you've got an economical kind of laundrette that you can go to as well. I think that's everything that's included, apart from just some wonderful students as well.
One thing to note about the laundry thing as well, but something that we do actually get quite a few questions on, surprisingly, on social, is you can top up your laundry thing by card. Yeah. Some laundrettes you have to use coins, but people don't necessarily have cash anymore. But yeah, it's all top up service, isn't it?
Very convenient.
It's very, very convenient. Mum, please, can you put a tenner on my laundry? I need to wash my bed sheets. Yeah, here you go. Easy peasy. Just in terms of security. So is there a number that people can call if they're in the halls in the evening? Is there receptions? What kind of things do we offer as part of the UPP package?
Yeah, so we have really good security at NTU UPP. So we've got 24/7 CCTV cameras. We also have our in-residence wardens. So those are NTU staff that live in halls that can always be reached throughout, any time in the night. This kind of holistic sort of security kind of it extends to maintenance and stuff like that. So if you have kind of anything breaks during the night, you can go to reception and halls. And then on top of that, there is just NTU security in general, and that will be the number for NTU security is written on the back of your card. But that's kind of, yeah, there is a lot of kind of staff that will be there to kind of help you in situations, although hopefully that wouldn't happen.
Amazing. So Ria, just thinking about what you get included in flats, how did you sort of use your kitchen and communal areas? Do you use it regularly when you lived in your halls? Were you kind of having flat night dinners together? Like, was it something that you really found useful?
Yeah, definitely. I think in the beginning we really were, you know, we had time to get along, but as the year went on, I think we just had our deadlines. But at the beginning it was really great. So Clifton, they do quiz nights. So as a Love. Flat, yeah, it was, I think it's £5 a team, so we just put £1 each and we went for a quiz night. We came last, but
it's the taking part that counts, yeah. Ria.
Yeah, and I think in terms of, you know, sharing communal spaces, I think it's really important to make sure that everyone's on the same page in terms of cleanliness, yeah. responsibilities, because it could cause arguments. So, and it's, of course, it's where you're living, and it's really important to be mindful of each other and yourself. So what we did was we kind of made a rota on who would take the bins out that week, who would clean the kitchen that week. And obviously we would clean up after ourselves so that it would just make everyone's life easier. And it did work out as long as we just stick to the rota.
Well, this flat that we're in right now is very clean. And I have to say, this is really, really well kept. I think they definitely have some sort of rota in here
definitely.
As well, which is a great idea. Like you say, keep it fair, keep it spread out. But it might be the first time that people are having to clean up after themselves or necessarily not have that sort of parental figure there, just kind of like nudging them to do things. So it is that development of going from being at home to then be living on your own for the first time. So yeah.
I'll be very honest. When I first moved in, I was a bit clueless. I know I'm throwing myself under the bus here.
I was so bad. I didn't even realize you couldn't cook chicken from frozen.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was.
We're in this together, don't worry.
But I was clueless. And I spoke to a couple of my friends. And they were really nice to say, oh, this is what you're supposed to do. And I was like, okay. And I read more about it. If you just look up like basic cleaning tips or tips on sharing a common space, I think that's great. And I think you should really do that before moving in.
Yeah. Yeah. I had absolutely no idea before I came to university. No, do not throw yourself under at all. I was, yeah, didn't really know the right way to even like wash up because we had a dishwasher. So it's very much like just making sure that you're even just asking your flatmates, you know, asking any information like that, they'll be happy to help because at the end of the day, you're keeping their house clean as well.
I think you can flip it. It's just a great learning opportunity, yeah. isn't it? And it's a great way to kind of go into a kind of independent living with a support network of your peers who can kind of help you out. Yeah, I definitely was in the same boat as everyone. Although, you know, not quite as bad. We had one student who put in a pizza with like the cling film still on. It's caused
That's not good.
Yeah, so it's a learning curve for everyone, and you learn good communication skills as
exactly,
well.
Exactly, yeah. Having those conversations can sometimes be a little bit difficult, but it's all about developing you as a good flatmate and therefore as an adult as well.
Yeah. I don't think anyone would shame you for not knowing. I think if you do ask your flatmates, they'd be like, oh, this is how you do it. So
yeah.
I think you shouldn't be afraid to ask if you're in doubt.
So just as another note, Tom, is accommodation available for those students that may have additional needs or disabilities?
Yeah, so there is NTU accommodation. We really want to strive for accommodation for all and be inclusive to everyone that comes to NTU and studies there. So on our through our booking system, we have a little section where you can put any kind of additional needs that you require. This allows us to allocate rooms that would be specific for you with adaptations that would help. So if you have mobility issues or hearing issues, visual issues, we can adapt rooms for that as well.
Any sort of like specific things that students with additional needs can have? Is there anything else specific that you can think of?
Yeah, so with hearing issues, for instance, you can have vibrating pillows, beacons that will flash and stuff like that. Yeah, so quite exciting stuff, things to kind of in terms of visuals and stuff like that. If you have sensitive eyes and that kind of thing, you can have kind of blinds put in or sort of tinted windows, that sort of thing. So it is really good to tell us. I think sometimes it's you're wanting to book accommodation, you're kind of quite excited. If someone's asking you to disclose something, you might not feel like it's that necessary, but we will try and help you as much as we can there. And then generally speaking, support is always available for you. So we have what we call our student accommodation support officers, and they can offer kind of frontline well-being support to students. So if there are maybe you're neurodiverse and you're finding kind of settling into kind of a group dynamic a little bit difficult, we can offer kind of people who can kind of talk, speak, mediate, or just kind of be an ear for you to kind of help and support you.
So the question that might be on our viewers/watchers eyes/ears is is how do I book accommodation at NTU? What is the process? What do I need to do before it, and when does it all open? Tom, as our accommodation guru, I'm going to go straight to you. If you can just give us a bit of a synopsis of how it happens at NTU for our audience.
Yeah, I'd love to. So our booking process is all online. You do it through what we call the accommodation booking portal. So this allows you to book accommodation kind of like you would book a cinema seat in a theatre. Online, you'd log in. So it's a kind of personalised account that's very, very secure. And then you'd be able to select your contract length. So that's 44 weeks or 51 weeks. And there are some semester contracts as well, but we don't need to overcomplicate things. You then pick your hall, and then you'd pick your specific room. And that's what I said before of like, you'd get your description of the view outside, yeah, how many other flatmates you'd have, that sort of thing. You can kind of view all room details, see how big the room is, see how big your bed size is. It's all kind of, all that information is contained. And then if you're happy with it, you want to pick, select confirm selection, and that kind of secures your room for you. And then after that, you wouldn't have to do anything for quite some time until we let you know, hey, it's time to complete your booking by signing your contract and setting up a payment plan as well. But yeah, it's a self-service, so it's we really want to give you as much choice as possible. Other kind of universities go on like allocation systems, which we find can be quite messy, doesn't allow people necessarily to get what they want or go through the process themselves, and it doesn't allow you to engage with your accommodation as well. You kind of just put some things on a list and then don't think about it anymore. This way you can kind of really choose what you want, and it hopefully will allow you to feel like you've made a really informed decision when you're booking. If anything does, any issues do come up, or you're kind of a bit worried or anything like that, you can always give us a call or send us an email, and we'll be happy to help out and guide you through the process as well.
And do you recommend being ready to book your accommodation when it opens?
It is a self-service, so first come, first serve basis. However, we do normally open quite early in the year. So while we'd say as soon as you can book, we would recommend you book, the pressure isn't as intense as if we opened our accommodation later on in the year when most people have kind of finalized and made their decision. So yeah, it's really the advice we give is while we would say there isn't too much pressure to kind of don't stress or anything like that about it. Once you have come to a decision, and it's an important decision, once you've decided, hey, NTU's, it's the university for me, yeah, you go and kind of book accommodation and get that sorted.
If you've got a particular accommodation in mind, don't dilly-dally, be there when the accommodation opens.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Okay. If you definitely have something that you really want and your heart is set on it, the best advice we can give is to be as quick and efficient as possible, yeah.
And what do students need to do before they can book accommodation? Am I right in thinking that they have to have a firmed offer from us, or is that...
That is correct. Yeah. So we require you to have a NTU as your firm choice. In order for you to be able to book. And the process after that is once NTU is your firm choice, you'll be given your student ID number, and you can use this student ID number to make a password. Once you've created this password, you can log into the accommodation portal. So don't worry. I know that sounds a little bit complicated, but all the instructions are on the homepage of the accommodation portal. I should say the easiest way to access that portal is I always just type in NTU accommodation booking portal into Google. It's the first result that comes up. I click on it, and then it will take you to the home page with all the instructions on how to book. And we do try and put all the messages possible, kind of like go live dates for the coming up years and that sort of thing as well. Yeah.
And do you have a roundabout time of when they go live every year?
It can vary, but normally it's around February time where we open accommodation. But all of this information will be provided on our accommodation website, so NTU accommodation.
Obviously, there's a lot of information about how to book accommodation, but how can students view our accommodation? So one way that people can view our accommodation is at our open days. We always have show flats open, and it's a really great way to kind of even speak to students sometimes of who's living in the hall, see them, how students have decorated them is always a really nice touch. But obviously, we, as an international student, seeing them in person might have been a bit difficult for you. So how did you go about identifying which hall you wanted and therefore, you know, also seeing them as well?
I think the NTU website had so much description about the accommodation. I think it was really helpful because I'm looking through a screen. Obviously, I can't go there and see it. And they had the 360 tool as well, which I could see the room, the bathroom, the kitchen, and each amenity that was included was listed. It was so clear, so it just made my decision very easy.
Yeah, perfect. And we also have a little plug, loads of accommodation content on the social media channels. If you wanted to take a look at any of the students listening, wanted to have a little look around, it's a great way to kind of just see them in a bite-sized form as well. So yeah, plenty of content and plenty of options there if you aren't able to see us in person. But if you can, I really recommend that to come to our open days.
Yeah, open days are fantastic opportunities. All of our halls are open, so you can kind of go through them. They're done in a self-guided tour, so you don't need to book appointments for them. They're open for the entire open day, and then NTU hall staff are there as well to kind of answer all your questions. I should say as well that we also can facilitate just tours outside of open days as well. We just say get in touch with us, and we try and with a time and a date, and we'd kind of arrange that with the halls that you want to view. So it's always kind of possible to have a little view of accommodation as well, even if you don't make open days.
Perfect. Yeah. So there's so many options to come and see our halls. Brilliant. Thank you both. So obviously we mentioned about accepting a firm offer with us. What about if we have some students have us as their insurance choice? How does that kind of stand with them getting accommodation?
Yeah, so the great thing for insurance students or students that are coming through clearing in general is that we have an accommodation guarantee for all new students. So you would still be guaranteed accommodation. It's just you have to do it a little bit later in the year. That would be essentially when you know NTU is the university that you're going to. So after results day, that's the time when insurance and clearing students can book accommodation.
But we still guarantee accommodation for all first year students.
We do indeed.
Amazing. Yeah. So far we've covered all about different types of accommodation, what to think about when booking, how to book, but I think it'd be quite interesting, Ria, to hear about your sort of student experience of living in NTU halls. What maybe tips you would give to students that are going into student accommodation next year? What would you bring with you and things like that? So if you wouldn't mind just letting us know, how did you kind of make yourself feel at home in your student accommodation in first year?
Yeah, I think that's a great question because I'm assuming that this is probably most people's first time away from home. And it's really important that you create a comfortable environment because you'd be focusing on university and your social life as well. and just bringing little things from homes. What I used to do is my mom, she used to send me packages of just snacks, and it used to just make me feel at home. And I guess just certain things that remind you of home. And I used to have just my laptop wallpaper of me and my family back home. So just seeing that, just little things. But I guess remembering that you're here for a reason and you're going to see them very soon. And I think that just really got me through it.
Yeah. And in terms of like decoration for your room, is there anything that you would say really made a difference to your room that you would advise students to bring or to purchase when they're in Nottingham? Maybe like a nice cushion or a throw or anything like that?
Yeah, I actually had a really nice pink throw.
Nice.
And it was very, very helpful, especially, you know, when it's not too cold, but it's not entirely warm either. And I guess you can get a few pictures that you could put on your table. I think that that's really helpful, just seeing it. And obviously you would make it as if it's your room back home.
I would say one of my pieces of advice to students is don't bring a lot at first. You can buy things in Nottingham. You don't need your whole wardrobe, because if you can just start off with a nice clean space, it tends to be able to mean that you can have those more personal touches. It means that your room will stay a bit tidier and therefore make you maybe a bit calmer, because mine was a mess in first year, and I really wish that I'd just brought minimal things to start with and then sort of built them up, just to be able to find a place for everything, make it feel like your own personal, you know, like safe space almost, if you needed to go away from everything. But yeah, I always just say bring minimal stuff is my tip.
I agree. And I think when you first come in, this is actually your chance. You have an empty room. You can do whatever you want with it. And I think that's great. But I would definitely go with not bringing your whole wardrobe, because you do have limited space and you don't want to have a lot of clothes and be like, oh, well, what do I do now? Yeah.
And your lifestyle can completely change when you come to university. You know, I brought 3 pairs of heels with me in first year. I haven't worn heels since. You know, it means that you might not necessarily need the same things that you did at home. And it just means that you don't take up unnecessary space and space that you could have for more home touches rather than 25 pairs of shoes. Is there anything else that you would recommend in terms of what's the 3 things that you brought first year or had in your room first year that you'd really recommend everyone else to have?
I always recommend having a speaker, because I remember the first night that I spent with my flatmates. I think one of my flatmates asked, oh, does anyone have a speaker? And everyone else said no. And it was just a bit like, oh, well, what do we do now?
Same.
And I was like, save the day. I definitely recommend, not just with socializing, but also, I mean, you can play music in your room. And definitely the second thing that I would recommend getting are extension cords, because you don't know where the power outlets are in your room. And it's just really convenient to have probably something next to your bed.
Yep.
And I would say the third thing that you should definitely bring would be some sort of board games or card games, because I think that's a great icebreaker for your flatmates.
I really like that, because it's not just thinking about what you might need in your room, but how can you, you know, collaborate with your flat? How can you, you know, encourage socializing? Like, what can you do with your flatmates as well to really take you outside your room and, you know, and build those friendships? I really like those ideas, Riz. A little bit different to like just throws and pillows, isn't it? It's things that people might not think about. I love it. So we did touch this a little bit earlier, just in terms of living people with the first time and, you know, kind of taking out your comfort zone and, you know, living with strangers. And some people might be a little bit apprehensive about that. And we spoke about maybe creating a cleaning rota and things. But is there any other tips that you would give to students that might be a little bit nervous in that position?
I would say that everyone's in the same boat. Everyone's moving from home. Everyone's come for university. We're all here for the same thing. And I know when people say, oh, they're nervous, and if someone says, don't be, that's literally what I would say. Don't be nervous, because everyone's there and you're just in the same boat as them. And I think that makes it easier to make conversation and get along.
Yeah, agreed. Everybody's there for the same reason. Everybody's a little bit nervous and wanting to make friends. And yeah, it's just nice to always remind yourself of that when you are feeling a bit nervous. Just to also kind of, you know, answer this, because it might be some questions in someone's head at the minute. If somebody really didn't get on with their flatmates and it really wasn't something where they were necessarily connecting to the people that they had been put with, is there opportunity for students to potentially move flats once they get here?
Yeah, there are opportunities for that. You know, sometimes it does happen where there's just not compatibility. We try and make sure that kind of students are with people in their same age range and that there's a balance of gender, but we don't do any kind of psychological tests or anything like that to see. So sometimes people with different compatible lifestyles can end up together, and we do allow you to swap rooms. So it's something where there is a self-service room swap on our accommodation portal as well, where you can swap with other students. But there's also, you can kind of speak to us or our student accommodation support officers as well. But I would say that sometimes, you know, these things can be mediated as well. So our student support accommodation support officers, especially with something like cleanliness or something like that, they can kind of help to instill a rota. I know you guys came to it on your own accord, which is fantastic. I would have never thought of that as an 18-year-old, but there are options, so don't worry about it. Don't get worried if you feel like, oh, there's no way out. There are kind of options, and we'd explore them with you.
Perfect. Thanks so much for that, Tom. So that brings us to the end of our podcast episode. So thank you to everybody that has been watching or listening. We hope that this has given you some information about NTU accommodation. It's just given you some more answers to things that you might have had in the back of your head or maybe hadn't even thought about yet. So yeah, we've spoken about what to go into when you choose an accommodation, what different accommodations are available, even how to make a cleaning rota, which I think I might even take that to my home and install that. So yeah, really, really useful information, both of you. So thanks so much for joining us today. If there is any more information that you're listening to or watching this video and you want to find out more, you can head to ntu.ac.uk/accommodation for more information. Thank you, Tom and Ria, for joining me today. It's been really great to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Have you enjoyed yourself on the NTU podcast?
Oh, it's been thrilling. Yeah. Ria's given some great insights into kind of the student experience. It's always lovely to hear that perspective.
Yeah, I think living in accommodation is definitely a great personal growth adventure that you go on. So it's fantastic.
Thank you. And thank you, Gill Street North, for hosting us today in this lovely common room for this podcast. The acoustics have been incredible. It's worked really, really well. But yeah, thank you so much for watching or listening. And we'll see you next time on the NTU podcast. See you later. Bye.
Bye.